Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Stall It, episode 153. Stall It is a Go Loud original podcast. And without further
ado,
how are you?
Do you gwitch? Conus tattoo, a Carla.
Jace, more to gwitch. I kind of want to ask you something, but it's to do with periods. But nothing like of that nature.
I know all about periods.
It's just like, Amy would ask me to go and get tampons in the shop. Just that.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No. Should get them myself.
I've done it a few times.
I'd be so embarrassed. I can't even buy condoms. I wouldn't be able to buy any.
I'd buy tampons over condoms.
Would you?
Yeah, because I'm like, if I'm buying condoms and the cashier scans them, she knows that for me. But when I buy tampons, I'm like, me ma.
I can't buy condoms. It's way too embarrassing. Even as a 33-year-old man. To go up and like have someone know, like it's very obvious what they're for. Like you're not having a water balloon fight.
Well, you could be blowing them up and throwing them around on the bus. I was on the bus before and there was a load of umplers at the back blowing up condoms and throwing them everywhere.
Legends.
I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Fucking hell.
Did it come your way? Did you get a little tap?
Yeah, I done a little heady. Boom.
Back it in there.
On the 40 like that. Go on, Ronaldo.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Oh, stop.
You get good porches when it's ribbed. You get a good back it in there, you know. It's a nice one.
Now, it is kind of embarrassing though.
Yeah.
I'd have to buy a couple of items to put it under the basket, under everything.
It's a good thing there's self-checkout tills now.
And another thing is, right?
Oh.
What I don't understand, now maybe there's a reason for this, but you know if you have to get a prescription?
Yeah.
In the chemist.
Yeah.
And they say to you, come back in an hour or come back in 2 hours. Why can't they just give it to you there and then? Is it just like, oh, go away you, will you?
Because they have to go back and make them or something.
Don't make them, they're already there.
Eddie.
Yeah, they're just all in compartments, put like drawers, like they just pull them out. Can you explain that to me, Owen?
They have to make them and find them.
Because 2 hours is the longest. Like this happened last week. They said, come back in 2 hours. And I was like, it's usually like half an hour. And I'd wander around Dunn's.
2 hours?
2 hours. They said, come back in 2 hours. Came back in 2 hours and they were there.
Where were you? Where were you getting?
For Amy. Amy had ammonia.
What?
Yeah. She had ammonia. She had a cough for like 5 months.
You mean pneumonia?
Pneumonia.
Let him say ammonia. Let him say ammonia. It's a different
God
thing.
Goddamn my pronunciation of words.
It's not even mispronounced. It's literally saying a different word.
It's a very specific sort of
It's
ammonia.
A very specific. It is.
It's a very specific. It's a very specific sort of ammonia.
So she had pneumonia.
She had a cough for 5 months.
Did you leave a window open? That's how you get pneumonia, isn't it? Leaving windows open.
Is it?
I don't know. Or wearing wet clothes.
She had a bad cough and then she just left it. And then it was getting worse and she got like antibiotics. And it didn't clear up. So they gave her stronger ones and then she got an x-ray and they said you're just at the end of pneumonia, how do you pronounce it?
Pneumonia.
Ammonia, I like that one better.
Ammonia to getting pneumonia.
Ammonia and getting the pneumonia. No, but 2 hours waiting on a prescription.
That's a very long time.
It was a long time to wait in boots. Just sitting there. 2 hours like that.
2 hours? To get a few tablets stuck in a bottle.
2 hours.
And there's always one person in the back that he's like the boss. He's like the doctor.
He is the lab coat on.
I feel like they should be GPs. You should be able to go to a pharmacy and say, here, I have a chest infection. Can you give me antibiotics? But they send you to a GP to give you a prescription to come back to the same person who's wearing a short, who looks very authoritative.
Authoritative.
Give me antibiotics. We're getting immune to antibiotics because we're taking so many of them. So they're becoming less effective.
Are they?
Mm.
Are they on?
Yep.
Why is that?
Because we're taking so many for everything. Like,
can you not just get stronger doses?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's why our chest infection didn't go.
If you want something to be worried about, be worried about this.
Pneumonia. If I want something to worry about, worry about.
Yeah.
Antibiotics not working anymore.
Yeah.
You'd be fucked.
That's scary.
Antibiotic resistance. Yeah.
We'll be all dead by 50.
If they don't stop the process, the current way it's going, by the time you're 50, simple things, simple operations, not even just you'll get a sickness and they won't be able to fix it. Like a simple operation they might not be able to do because the risk of infection from a bug that they can't fight would be so high.
Mm.
It'd mess up everything if this keeps going the way it's going.
So stop it.
Yeah.
Stop eating the antibiotics. Get off the Actimel.
I'd actually have one of them every morning.
They're probiotics.
They don't do anything.
What are these? Right?
What the fuck is an Actimel supposed to do? It just tastes nice.
Probiotics.
Like yogurts.
It's literally full of bacteria. Isn't that disgusting that you're necking dirt every day?
What's the benefits of an Actimel though?
Because if you have bacteria, then the bacteria eats the bad stuff in your stomach.
Oh, they taste lovely though.
You little yogurt.
I only get them for the taste, not for the benefits. Sometimes I'd have two a day.
Would you?
Little drink.
Just have a yop. Does a yop have bacteria in it? Probiotic.
A hash yop.
Hash Actimel. A hash demel.
Make a few hash demels there.
That'd be lovely. That'd be really nice, wouldn't it?
Bit of pollen in there, yeah.
Nom nom nom.
Hash demels. Would you have a bit of that on?
Hash demels.
Would you be into that?
That'd be lovely. You should start selling them.
Do you think so? I wouldn't go to prison or that, would I?
No.
I'll set up an Instagram page. Hashtemels.ie.
Darren's Hashtemels.
Do ads and all.
Go for your belly, go for your head. Get high and get healthy.
That was a big thing in Finglas back in the day. Hash yops. Like when food apps send you notifications saying, hungry? And you're like, just have me dinner.
It's 3 o'clock in the day, you bollocks.
It's like 4 a.m. Hungry?
I thought of a brilliant, I thought of a fucking genius invention. And if I say it on this, just go it's loud
no
on long, it.
It's no longer a genius invention. Someone else might own it.
Do we want it?
This is a $1 billion idea.
Okay.
This is global.
Don't tease that, not say it now.
This is global. Are you fucking listening now? You know when you go to a gig and the queue is fucking long, so you don't want to queue up again to get a drink. So you get like 4 drinks, but then your hands are all full and you're like, fucking hell. And you're necking points just so you have more hands to hold the other points, and you're spilling off people, they're spilling everywhere, that plastic, and you're squeezing them so they're coming out the top and all. So here's my idea. A stick, right? Basically, think of it like this. Think of a basketball net. So it's a stick with the basketball net coming out that you can put your drink into. Now, think of it like a tulip that has like 3 different hoops. So it's a handle and you can put three cups into it. It's like a cup holder, but it's solid. So it's like a handle that holds 3 points. Can you envision that? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now tell me that's not a fucking brilliant... And then it has legs, so you can put it down anywhere.
So is this
basically
just...
like a little table.
It's a cup holder.
A triple cup holder for use in pubs?
Or you can like put more on top. Like say the stick, you can put another stick on the top so we can have 6... So you can hold 6 points.
What if everyone at a festival just has these and they're all just bumping off each other?
It'd be just like bump. It'd be grand.
Like it wouldn't any spillage like?
Well, you could put like a little plate at the bottom.
To like get all the...
catches the spillage.
Waste, and then you can pour it back in.
Yeah. A drip tray. Get a drip tray. And you're not holding
it's
them,
the
so
worst idea.
You're not freezing. Your hands aren't freezing. Your hands are kind of free enough. So it's just like you're holding onto a pole that has hoops, like a basketball net, and you put your drinks in them.
Is there a net?
Who's a net?
Is there a net?
Who?
A net?
No, it's not a net. No, there's not a net. You can put a net on if you want.
What do you think?
No. You buying that shit?
I'm not interested in the hand temperature issue because I'm not going to drink out of it. So the amount of time I'd actually be touching it, it'd be quite limited. I think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's a $1 billion idea.
Oh, every...
Shark Tank would be disappointed.
Every venue in the world, every basketball venue, baseball match, football, NFL, hockey...
I think this might be already a thing.
Boys, I'm telling you now, that is my $1 billion idea. And I don't even know how to patent in it.
I could see, like, yeah, you could just get, like, 8 points.
Don't they already have the... like a six-pack hole or whatever for 6 pints and it has a handle on it.
Flimsy. They all go sideways and bendy and all.
And
flimsy. Little paper yokes.
Paper, yeah.
Fucking drop through them and all.
What about just a plastic one of them?
Do you have them that you put them in and you're holding it at the bottom, but then you still, it's delicate. That's a delicate balance.
It's whereas, like the cup holders in like McDonald's or something where you just like, it only covers the end of the cup.
Yeah.
So if you go a certain way, it's just gone.
Yeah.
Apples like that as well.
Multi-cup holders are definitely a thing.
But to that style, you could probably get skins for it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like different stickers or...
But stick your phone in it and everything.
Do people have to pay the venue for this?
Or you just buy it and bring it with you?
No, I think you supply it to the venue and it's just like... They just give it to you if you order 8 points. We have to bring it back.
You can't be bringing potential weapons into a venue.
Is that a potential weapon?
Sounds like it.
Fuck.
What about beds and stadiums?
No, you wouldn't spill your drink on your bed.
Jesus.
Bang on. Because you have the little drip tray at the end.
It's still going to spill.
That's not.
On a bed?
Oh, no.
The legs won't work on the bed.
You have a nightstand. You can leave it on the nightstand.
Nightstands in stadiums.
You can't have a bed without a nightstand.
They wouldn't do well at the Irish football matches.
Nightstands in stadiums.
They wouldn't.
Because the wet? The rain?
You can't get a point.
Oh, yeah, that's true as well. But a gig, a venue, like if you were going around a Lecky picnic, you want one of them cup holders.
Again, not a bad idea, but not a $1 billion idea. That's not my take.
Fucking $1 billion idea right there. I'm telling you. I'm a bit of a masochist.
You like inflicting pain?
Yeah. Pulling wings off flies now.
Yeah, sick weirdo.
I'm into that shit.
Did you get arrested?
I got nicked at the airport. I got arrested at the airport. For smoking hash.
It was
smoking
it
weed.
It was a hashtamel.
Hashtamel. For drinking a hashtamel. I was... I don't even know where to start with this fucking thing. It was so dodgy looking. And I never copped how fucking dodgy looking it was. I was filming a sketch with Owen Colgan. And the sketch was... Owen is a taxi driver. And he's trying to convince Jack Marley, who's an Olympian. He's trying to convince him to bring him with him to Paris. To help him, like, trying to be a boxer. And he ends up being in the back of his taxi inside the suitcase saying, please take me with you. So I had to get a suitcase big enough that would hold a human man inside the suitcase, and I had to bring this to the airport, and I didn't think of how dodgy this shit would look, and it looked very, very suspicious. I had to buy the suitcase, and it was in TK Maxx. And I was climbing into different suitcases.
In TK Maxx?
In TK Maxx. I have a video of me trying to get into the fucking...
Did anyone come up and say, can I help you, sir?
They were like, what's he doing? Oh, I'm just trying to see if I fit.
Just trying to get a free holiday.
That's me and TK Maxx trying to fit into...
Right, now that looks fucked up. Who's recording you?
Marla. And then I bumped into... Huh? I fit. You didn't think it fit, did you? So I was a big fat bastard.
I'm surprised you got so much floor space in TK Maxx.
I'm surprised everything was that knee.
Yeah.
I can picture people just in the security room looking at you. Same doing that.
Yeah.
And just coming out and saying, did anyone come out and say anything?
Nobody said anything. No. That's the Wild West. TK Maxx is the Wild West. You can do crazy shit there. But I had to get a taxi license, a taxi plate. I ended up getting one then the next morning. Morrie went out and got one. Went back to the house. stuck the taxi plate on the top of the car. Did you know it's illegal to have a taxi plate on the top of your car? You can't drive with one. It's illegal. It's against the law.
Like the actual taxi sign on top, like? Oh, yeah, of course.
It's illegal. It is, yeah. So I get to the airport and I pull up into the drop-off area.
Is this in your car?
In my car, yeah.
With a taxi plate on top?
With a taxi plate on top, a massive big suitcase in the back, and four lads, me, Owen Colgan, Jack Marley, and another lad that was there. And the guys who are filming it were in a different car, and they hadn't arrived yet. So we just pulled in, and the guards give us a little flash if the lights are pull in, and they pull us over in the airport. And he's like, what's going on here, lads? He says, let me see a license. And I was like, I actually didn't have my license on me. So I was like, fuck, I don't have my license. Very sorry. And he's like, get to the back of the car here now. And he put me up against the back of the car, like to arrest me. And I was like, what's supposed to be here? We're filming a sketch. And he's like, yeah, all right, you're filming a sketch. Where's the cameras? And I'm like, oh, the camera guys aren't here yet. And he goes, go away with that, will you? Just smell a hash off you. And I was
what
like,
what the fuck? Hash smell, I told you.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Like, you are fucking on them.
He's like, way out of that. You're smoking hash in there, you are. I was like, I'm not smoking. What are you talking about? I'm not smoking hash.
It's always jumped to conclusions that everyone smokes hash.
He says, I can smell the hash off you. And I'm like, there's no smell of hash off me. What are you talking about? I'm kind of offended, like, but I'm trying to be nice because of a fucking, I'm there to do a job. And I'm like, way out of that, there's a smell of hash off you. And he was like, well, there's someone in the fucking car smoking hash. And I was like, there's no one in that car smoking hash. And he goes, well, ask them, because if I go in there and I find hash, you're going to be in big trouble. And I went into the car and I was like, does anyone have hash on them? Said this to Owen Colgan, fucking Jack Marley, Olympian Jack Marley, and the other fella. And they're like, what? No. And
was that in the boot in a suitcase?
No, he's not in the boot in the suitcase, yeah. I came back, I went back to the guard and I says, no, there's no hash in the car. He goes, you think I'm a fool, but I can fucking smell it. And then there's another guard where he goes, oh, I can smell hash all right, mate. And I have no idea where they're getting the smell. And they're like, can you not smell that? I'm like, no, I can't smell any of this hash. He's like, fuck's sake, right. And then he starts looking me up on the database and he goes, do you live in the North Strand, do you? Because they must have me down for something. And I was like, I used to live in the North Strand. He goes, oh, you were done for being drunk and disorderly, weren't you? And I was like, well, maybe 15 years ago or something. Yeah, probably. Jesus Christ. He goes, are you drinking now, are you? And I was like, no. He goes, what's that in the back talking about the big suitcase? And I was like, that's a suitcase. It's a prop for the video. And he goes, what are you doing? Like, what's, do you have permission to be filming here? And I was like, yeah, I did. I got permission from the Dublin Airport Authority. And I was like, showing him that.
Yeah.
And he goes, you could have fucking made that. You could have made that at home. You could have just photoshopped that. And I'm like, this is, what do you want from me? He goes, you know, it's illegal to be driving around with a taxi plate on the top. I could arrest you right here now on the spot. And I was like, look, I'm very sorry. I didn't know that. And this is for a video that I'm like here to do. And he goes, you're saying saying this about a video and the lads aren't even here to, there's no cameras and stuff. And then the lads came, pulled up then in a BMW, fucking ready to film and stuff like that. And the guys are like, all right then, okay. Well, just fucking,
don't,
you know,
fucking hash.
You know how dodgy this looks, so you have to understand where we're coming from. And I'm like, guards, I totally understand. And I just want to let you know, in about 15 minutes, there will be a human being in the suitcase. So please don't be shocked when you see that.
So what did he say to that?
He just they laughed at that point. They were like, oh, we're not too bad, are we?
I think they were winding it up a bit.
No, they were all, ready no, to fucking, it, yeah. Ready to go. Ready to arrest me.
The smell of hash thing, they go to that a lot.
Mm.
I remember when
he said, look at you. He said, look at you. He said, look at you. I can.
What do you say? Sorry, cowboy. Just look like that.
Yeah. He said, look at you. Look at you. I'm not stupid. I know you've been smoking weed.
Wankers, man.
What a cunt. What a bloody fucking wankers. Cunt, like.
You do look a bit like you.
I know, but you can't make that assumption.
He said that himself previously before.
It's so. Look at you, he said. And I'm like, my God, you fucking prick. You fucking dickhead wanker. Honestly. And then afterwards, I was thinking, I had a coffee in the car and maybe you were smelling the coffee.
And maybe coffee smells like hash.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
no, they always say that. They always say, "Where you smoking hash? I can smell hash." For some reason, I don't know why, but they always say that.
Mm. Search me then, you fucking dope. Search me.
Say it.
Can I do him for defamation?
Nope.
I was walking, like, and he's saying that I'm smoking hash.
No, like that. No, that is not covered by the Defamation Act.
Something. Can I get him for something? What can I get him on?
I don't know.
Harassment.
The only law I really know very well is the defamation one.
Insulting me. Assault.
False pretense.
Assault. I don't think it doesn't sound like assault.
Whatever that is.
Bullying.
Popped into my head.
No.
Bullying.
But calling your names.
Yeah. Make me feel bad.
You can take a case.
Can I?
Nobody can stop you taking a case.
I fucking will.
Can take
a civil case.
I go after
him. What the GSOC? He was mean to me.
Yeah. Would he be done then? I should have took his badge number. No, because I was trying to keep a low profile.
If you wanted to get the video done, just keep the peace.
Mm.
And then slag him on a podcast.
Then the taxi rank man came over when we were filming, because we had the taxi plate on the top. And he came over and he goes, "Who's that driving that?" And I thought he came over because he was a fan of the Hardy Books or something. And I was like, "Oh, it's Owen Colgan." And he goes, "I don't give a fuck who it is. Like, he doesn't have permission to be here." And I was like, "Oh no, we're filming a comedy sketch. Like, he's not actually he thought we were picking up."
Was he alright about that then?
And then he was like, "Oh, I thought he was fucking picking up passengers. Sorry, man. Sorry, walk away. He was angrier than the guard was. Like, what the fuck is he doing on my rank?
There's a lot of fine details, isn't there, you have to go through just to do a video.
A video, yeah. Yeah.
That's mad. That's fucking gas stuff, like.
Someone copped it. I was like up against, he had me up against the fucking back of the car, like, and someone honked the horn and said, "I'm gonna go in," out the window. I was like, "All right."
Any hash.
You're selling. It must have looked real dodgy though. Taxi pulling up with a gigantic suitcase in the back and a car full of lads.
That's a recipe for dodginess.
I'd arrest me.
I'm surprised you got away with it.
I very nearly didn't.
Imagine they had a handcuffed you and you had to go to the station.
I thought it was going to come down to that. I was like, "Oh, here we fucking go." I thought, actually, when they first put me over, I thought, "Oh, this is going to be easy. Like, I'll just explain the situation and then they'll say, 'Oh yeah, no worries, walk away.'" Then he was like, "Does the smell of hash off you?"
Were you not on a shoot before where someone was arrested for impersonating a guard?
Yeah.
Without mentioning any names. What was that?
You're me?
Yeah.
Do you want to say his name?
Can't really. I don't know if he probably...
Okay. Well, there was a guard. I was on a TV show.
An actor?
There was an actor, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was dressed up as a guard because the TV show was about guards.
Yeah.
And we were on our break and he went into the Centra to get a chicken fillet roll and he got arrested because you can't be impersonating a guard.
How would the guards know he's impersonating a guard?
Because he's not a guard.
But
how would you know?
They don't know every guard. They could easily just be another guard that they don't know. Not like every fucking guard knows each other.
You might though. You might know everyone on the beat of your
around
area.
Around that area, yeah.
In your station.
I can picture him. What do you mean? Perking up like.
I was watching a documentary last night. It was on the Costa Concordia. Do you remember that? The cruise ship that
hit
the coast.
Yeah. What year was that?
2012.
Yeah.
And when it went down,
the year the world is supposed to end. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The end of the Mayan calendar. It was 100 years since the Titanic sank. To the day. 100 years. And it was the biggest cruise ship disaster since the Titanic.
Fucking hell. That's odd.
That's mad. But the fella who was the captain, this is just an incredible, I feel like it's, I won't do this story any justice, but I'll try my best. The captain was a fucking clown, a buffoon, an idiot, a dumb fuck. It's so funny. He, 2 years before he was the captain of this cruise ship, he was like the fire officer. And somehow he made his way up the ranks to being the captain. And his helmsman didn't speak English or Italian. And this was like an Italian cruise ship going around Italy. And they did this thing called a drive-by. So at night time, like, they drive by the coast and they honk the horn and they go, bam, bam. Locals hate it, but it's great on the ship. It's a bit of crack, like, you know. So this one night, the captain performing this maneuver where they go close to the coast, honk the horn, he went way too close to the coast. And his helmsman, like, didn't understand what he was saying. So he was the one that basically crashed the boat because the captain wasn't paying attention, because he had a mistress with him up in the deck. And she's pivotal to this entire story. She's just been with him and they're just having this crazy affair and he's showing off and he's just being...
Oh, look, I can drive a ship.
Yeah, but he's like this. He's so, like, if you've seen him, he's this fucking long-haired, overweight. Like, he thinks he's the shit, but he's a fucking loser. They crashed into the cliffs and the ship started filling with water. And they tried to close the doors. Some of them they couldn't close. And the captain was just in denial. That was sinking. That the ship was sinking.
Right.
So he was just saying to everyone just continue. Nothing's wrong here. Nothing's happening. Everything is, it's just a blackout because all the electricity went. Because one of the rooms was all the electricity and the engines.
Soaked.
So everything went down. And he had his mate say that everything's under control, it's just a blackout. Then he was talking to the Coast Guard and he was saying to the Coast Guard that it's not an emergency, we just need to be towed, can you bring a towboat out, and everything is fine, everything is under control. And this is sinking, the ship is fucking sinking, it's going up on its side. And there was one fella from the Coast Guard that knew the captain was a fucking idiot, so he flew out. And he's the one that said, this is an emergency. So then the Coast Guard came out and started rescuing all these people. And your man who flew out was actually the mayor of the town. He got a helicopter and flew out. It took him an hour to get there. And he climbed into the boat and he started rescuing people. He's a big hero, considered a big hero. And then the captain wasn't there. So he started calling the captain saying, where the fuck are you? And he's like, I'm on a lifeboat. The captain is supposed to be the last person off the ship if there's a disaster. He's supposed to operate the people leaving, the evacuation. And he's saying, what the fuck are you doing on a lifeboat? Get back on the fucking lifeboat. Or get back on the boat and organise this ship. And he's like, oh, the lifeboat's not working. It's just drifting off to the coast. He's like, how the fuck did you get on a lifeboat? What are you doing? He's like, I fell. I fell off the cruise. He said, I fell off the cruise ship onto the lifeboat. The lifeboat's not working and I'm drifting to sea.
After falling off the ship onto a lifeboat. What's the odds, huh? I can't come back. Sorry about that.
Oh my God.
Did anyone die?
33 people died.
Fucking hell.
Because of this fella's incompetence. Him and his partner. Now, a helicopter came. This is an interesting part of the story. A helicopter came early on and took something from the boat. And no one ever found out what that something was while this was happening.
Right.
It's presumed there was drugs. That this cruise ship was trafficking. It was actually like undercover trafficking drugs. But this ship was worth $500 million. And your man drove it into the rocks and it sunk. 33 people died. Your man, he was found then. Like, they were looking for him then. There was a little bit of a manhunt for him. And he was found on a cliffside with a bunch of other people that, like, jumped off the boat and swam. And he was found just, like, freezing. Him and his mistress. And then he was taken. Then he was taken somewhere. And then the news reported and everything came. And he said, they were interviewing him. And they said, were you the last person there? And he goes, yeah, I was the last person on the ship.
What a bastard.
He's a fucking cunt. And he's locked up now. So for like 5 years, he kept appealing. Like, he broke so many laws by doing that. And he kept appealing and appealing and appealing.
He's in prison now still?
Yeah. He probably just recently got out. Or maybe not. I think he's still locked up. But the 33 people died, loads of people were injured, and all they paid out, the company that owns the Costa Concordia, which is Carnival. You know Carnival Cruises?
No.
They paid out $1 million, which meant each person got like $11,000. And they were like, nah, no way.
Let's take a order.
So they've been trying, they're still in the process of trying to take a order. But this happened in 2012, like 12 years ago. All this shit happened.
Did you know about all this?
I remember the story of the crash, and that when you said the captain was in prison, that instantly rang a bell, but I didn't know all the details. And while you were telling us that story there, I was kind of reading the Wikipedia page as well. Very impressed that you stuck to all the details accurately.
Did I?
You did?
Okay, right.
Well, you only watched it yesterday or something?
Yeah.
But there was one line here that... so the bit where he says he fell out of the boat?
Yeah.
Into the lifeboat?
Yeah.
But so funny, he says he fell out of the boat. He says, oh, I fell out of the boat, and that's how I'm in the lifeboat. They get there and they're like, why are you dry?
Oh, hello, everybody. How are you keeping? We're back. Just went for a smoke. Sure, you would have edited. You wouldn't need to say that, wouldn't you?
It's not like we're going to leave a half an hour of space in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah, sorry for leaving you there for a half an hour. I hope you're still with us. Speaking of documentaries, I was watching another one. Now, I haven't finished it, but...
Lashing the documentaries out of it.
I need to be educated.
Oh,
and
yeah.
No better education than a good documentary.
That's it.
But I've got the gist of the scenario. I think there's like 2 episodes left. And I'm kind of like, oh, we'll even watch it anymore, like, because I kind of know what it is now. Do you ever get that with documentaries where it's just like, there's no real, like...
You know what happens.
Like, you know what the tail end is going to be.
Yeah. I'm like that with World War II documentaries. I'm like, I know what happens.
I already know.
They die.
But this one was called Mac Millions. And it's about some fella who was scamming the McDonald's monopoly for years.
Right.
And
I'm intrigued.
He had somebody on the inside who was printing the tickets, and they just give him the £1 million winner. They just give it to this bloke, like, and he would get our people. He'd say, I'll give you this £1 million Monopoly card if you claim it under your name and go and collect the fucking check and pose for the photos and be out there as the person that won it. And I'll give you half the money, like.
Oh, nice. Handy.
But he never did.
Oh, the dirty bat, the slave.
He never gave the half of the million to the people that posed as the winner. But,
The Patsies.
The Patsies, yeah. The Lee Harris of the Oswalds of the world. So, allegedly. We won't say. No, we did do it. But the FBI...
Did he do this a few times?
Countless times. Like, I think... Was it 8 times he did it? But what he'd do, right, he'd store the winning ticket in, like, I describe it as, like, the shell you'd get in a Kinder Egg with a toy in it. One of them kind of things.
Right.
And he'd have them in his freezer at the back behind food in his gaff, like.
Why?
Don't know. But he was, like, his family were, like, gangsters. I think the family name was, like, Columbo.
They were selling them to the Columbo mafia family, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a marketing company who did it.
The marketing company, yeah.
Their chief of security was stealing the most valuable game pieces. And a supplier, they sent him a sheet of, they had these anti-tamper seals for transporting the game pieces or something. Mm. Anyway, he got sent a batch of these by mistake.
PR drop.
So he was able to take them and... From wherever, I don't know exactly.
Was it a mistake that you got them?
Yeah, it was accidental that he got sent these, I think, anti-tamper seals. Anyway, he eventually began selling them to the Columbo crime family after a chance meeting at Atlanta Airport.
Mm. And then he would go and get the people.
How does that work?
A chance meeting?
Something like, hi, I'm Jerry.
Yeah.
Or, I'm Gennaro Columbo. And like, oh.
What are the chances?
What do you do for a living? Well, I don't know.
It just so happens I have this winning Mac. Do you go to McDonald's often? Are you aware of the McDonald's monopoly? I had so many Georgia Street arcade tickets. Always waiting on that one.
It's always
that one street.
It was never there.
Never?
No.
Never.
Your man Columbo had them.
I won so many fucking ice cream sundaes and never availed of them.
Yeah. When the FBI got involved though, The FBI found out what was going on. Well, they didn't know who it was and they done an undercover operation where they got a load of agents together and posed as a videographer and sound engineer and a whole team, a production team, and got onto the people that won the money and said that they wanted to do a aftermath of the winners and where they were when they found the winning ticket and stuff like that. And there's one fella, and they're just asking him, it's real set up proper, and they've got a backdrop with McDonald's and McDonald's props on the tables and everything. And he is fucking sweating. the sweat is just falling off him, and he's just tripping over everything he's saying. But all these people, they're not innocent, but they were led to believe they were getting half.
Yeah.
They're definitely not innocent, but he'd just get people that were vulnerable, that way, to claim the money.
You would, though, wouldn't you?
He sent one of the tokens worth $1 million. He sent it to a children's hospital.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And at first, McDonald's contested, say, oh, you're not, it's against the rules to transfer. So whoever, anonymously, he sent it to them.
Oh, that's so nice.
And they contested it, but they eventually gave in and paid it. And they paid it off, I think it was 50 grand at a time. They finished paying it off in 2014.
Oh.
What was your man's name?
Jerry Colombo.
Jerry Colombo.
It's a good name.
It is. Came in here now and I said to you, I got a job in the Irish Lottery and I have access to all of the €1 million winning scratch cards. Every 2 months I'll give you the €1 million scratch card. We got 50-50. Would you get in on it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd say it could be you.
It could be?
That could be a selling point. It could be you. There's a couple of loads of strangers. It could be you.
It will be you. It will be
No,
you.
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
Not in this moment if I was... Yeah, if I was just not doing this and maybe just working in the pub, I'd do it.
Half a mil. Half a milli. Every
set
2 months.
Nice. Set you up nice, wouldn't it?
Fucking right. More than nice. Yeah. 3 million at the end of the year.
Mm.
How would you do it? You're corrupt.
Why you call me corrupt?
Because if I was working in the Irish Lottery,
mm-hmm,
and I had access to the scratch cards that had £1 million on them,
mm-hmm,
would you go half-o if I was to get you to be a patsy and say you won them?
So I have to play the role of the winner?
Yeah. I can only use you once as well, and then I can only use you once, so you're only getting $500,000.
So for my future to be outside prison, I need to trust that you will not get caught.
Yeah.
So you'll cover your tracks. No, thank you.
Your loss.
The second concern would be, I don't know how much I trust my acting skills. You know, I think they might see through me.
I think we could act all right with it.
They might be suspicious if you win it.
I'm a reporter.
Sweating.
I'm a reporter. Came around to your house. Darren, congratulations on winning €1 million on the scratch card. Can you tell me, Darren, how do you feel?
It's all gone.
What, the money?
Spent it. It was Joe McGuckin.
Just completely wrapped me out. Darren on the spot. Where did you win the scratch card?
He gave me the scratch card in Super Value.
In Super Value? Was Joe McGuckin born?
I'm a patsy. It was Joe McGuckin.
I'm just ratting yourself out so fucking quickly.
literally.
Just putting your wrists out to be arrested. It was me. I'm sorry. I did it.
Another marketing disaster. Just while I was reading up at Macmillan's, cropped up there. Pepsi Number Fever. Did you ever hear this?
No.
So, in the Philippines, Pepsi was getting destroyed by Coke, I think just massively outsold. So they brought in some kind of marketing genius who had hugely increased their sales all across Latin America. They brought him into the Philippines.
Was it Darren Conway? Just make a sketch.
Get him in. We're going to need him. Get him in.
It wasn't that much more complicated. Okay. He said, we'll basically run a lottery raffle. So every bottle cap of Pepsi will have a 3-digit number on it. I think they were all 3-digit numbers. And then that night on TV, they'll do the draw and the winning one wins a certain prize. Could be a couple of quid. Could be up to, I think it was $1 million, which is about $40,000 in 92. Which was the equivalent of 611 times the average monthly salary in the Philippines at the time. So it was a lot of money.
Few quid.
So, yeah, first it all went really well. And it did. It did the trick because their monthly sales... or the market share increased from like 19% to 25%. The factories had to stay open 20 hours a day to keep up with demand for how much Pepsi people were buying. So, and it was going so well that they extended it. And then they were doing the draw one night and the number comes out and it's 349.
Like loads of people, wasn't it?
A lot.
Jesus.
Tens of thousands of people had 349. And so they all come out of their houses going, I'm a millionaire. Because I think they thought it was going to be the big draw as well. Because I think it depended on the night or whatever, whoever it worked. There was some system where you might, if you had the number this day, you won a million. If it might be a different on a different day. This day, people thought that like they had life-changing money. And a lot of people thought this. And they're all out. And I think they went, a lot of them went to like the Pepsi factory and stuff to claim. None of them were valid because they had it, because the scheme was so successful, they'd done like a 5-week extension or whatever it was. And 349, they'd printed 800,000 349 bottle caps that went out, I think, before the extension. And by a mix-up, 349 was never supposed to be a winning number, but there was some mix-up and it got announced on TV that night. That's why there was 800,000 of it, because it was never going to win.
Mm.
I think they reckon like 600,000 people.
Jesus.
At a 349.
What was the outcome of that? Was it like everyone ended up with like a tenner or something?
Yeah, they paid them all off with a small sum. A lot of them, they offered it to a lot of them. A lot of them wouldn't accept it. People were, like, it got violent. People attacking Pepsi property and staff. And there's people in the Philippines now who, from what I'm reading here, people who own shops who won't stock Pepsi. People who definitely won't drink Pepsi.
In the Philippines?
Yeah. There was 689 civil suits filed in court. 5,200 people made criminal complaints for fraud and deception. They were fined by the government, not a huge amount.
Remember in like the 90s, Burger King's whole camp, like whole identity was ripping the piss out of McDonald's.
Whose identity was Pepsi?
Burger King's whole identity, like in like the 80s and 90s, and was just ripping the piss out of McDonald's.
Was it?
All the ads and all used to just be like fucking saying about like, don't have this meat, have this, it's flame grilled, and like they'd rip the piss out Ronald McDonald, and it's just mad. You wouldn't do it, you wouldn't get away with it now. There's all like certain laws and all cross promotion and not being able to make, not that way. Like
I always look at Lidl, and Lidl always kind of compare their prices to Tesco, and I'm like, and directly, they're like, oh, in Tesco, this is very fucking expensive, but it's so much cheaper in Lidl.
It's not even only that, it's like Lidl have go full Lidl, and then Aldi have go full or go all Aldi.
Duty, is that what the
yeah, it was like,
auto
that was the little one was forced. I remember like there's a townie done that camp done the go full Lidl. And then it's like this year it's like go all Aldi. It's just like a direct fucking rip, like
shameless. Brilliant.
But that's the banter in the two of them, isn't it? Like it's, yeah,
it works for both of them.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it goes on talking bollocks.
Constantly
singers and listening to questions. Like it lends itself.
Yeah.
Same producer, you know yourself.
Look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Whichever one's... I mean, I'm not deciding to go to Aldi or Lidl based on a fucking ad. Which one's closer? That's all I'm basing it on.
I base my whole life off advertisement. If an ad speaks to me on the telly, I'll go there.
We've just been talking about McDonald's and I just want to get a McDonald's because we've been talking about it. Is that... That's fucking mad, isn't it?
That's marketing.
We are dopes. Human beings. Like, we're so gullible.
Oh, yeah. If you talk about something to me too much, I'll just say, I want it.
I want it now.
It's like it just plants a seed in me brain. I'm just like, talk about anything. You talk about food trucks enough, I'll want the food truck.
Or the spice bag.
Yeah, spice bag.
You're like a big boy. You're like your man from Ace Ventura who needs loads of the dart guns to take him down. There was a mummy that was Pharaoh Ramsay II, and he had to go to France to get fixed because he was so old and a little bit damaged. But in order for him to go to France, they had to give him a passport. So he's He's like fucking thousands of years old. Like, it's just a body. And Egypt had to give him a passport to go to France. So he has an actual passport and a passport photograph and everything. That's it's just hilarious. It's a mummy. It's a dead mummified pharaoh, Ramses the Second.
He got in 1975 when he went for cleaning in France. Got himself a passport.
Why would
Can you show Darren the picture of his passport?
Why would you fucking even need that? Like,
it's a mummy. Like, it's this. There's a passport, an Egyptian passport with a fucking mummy. Is that not the craziest shit that you've ever heard in your life?
It's very unnecessary.
They recreated his face, like National Geographic recreated his face, and he just looks like a fucking cranky old bastard sitting at the bar. He looks like the Bruno Moretti fella. Nuts. Fucking mummy. They were mad back in the day, weren't they?
The old mummies, yeah.
Just people in general. Abraham Lincoln. He was pretty fucking old. He was like a mummy. He kind of looks like Abraham Lincoln.
How old is he?
Where are you going with this?
I'm just thinking of old people. Of people in the olden days. I just think...
Is that where we are now?
Well, yeah, we're talking about old people.
Well, okay, so let me try...
I'm just thinking of old people. That's what this is. I'm just going to...
My granddad was very old when he died.
Your granddad was very old?
Just on the topic of old.
Yeah, how old was your granddad?
80.
It's not very old.
It is. That's fucking old.
It's old enough.
That's old.
It's not. It's definitely not young.
40 is the new 20, they say, huh?
John Wilkes Booth, who shot Abraham Lincoln.
What is going on?
Come on, where are we going?
This is going from mummies to who shot Abraham Lincoln.
And death, and our old people and death. John Wilkes Booth, he was an actor. So when he shot Abraham Lincoln, he was performing. He used to perform in the theatre that Abraham Lincoln was shot. And he was backstage, and as Abraham Lincoln was watching the play, and he walked into his booth where the president was, and he knocked on the door, and the security guard was in the pub next door having a few drinks, who was supposed to be minding the place. But then the person inside the minder just opened the door and seeing it was your man from the play, and he was like, oh, John Wilkes Booth, he's famous, like. So then he just let him in, and then he left, the fella who let John Wilkes Booth in. John Wilkes Booth then locks the door and shoots him with, you know, these guns that have one bullet, like these little handbag guns. I just think they're fucking hilarious. Just he had because I only had one shot, you had to get so close to him, and then he shot him, and then he jumped over the fucking balcony. Like, why didn't he leave the way he came in?
He was an actor.
Dramatic. Very dramatic.
Why did he kill him?
Because your man, John Wilkes Booth, he was a fan of the slavery. He was into all the slavery and all. And Abraham Lincoln was only into it a little bit.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he in movies, like?
Movies?
Or not, well, obviously not movies back then.
Yeah. He was on stage. Plays, he was like, players, yeah, and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But was he in movies?
The black and white ones, no?
It was Charlie Chaplin, man. Charlie Chaplin shot Abraham Lincoln.
Sure, I watched Planet of the Apes, and at the end, Abraham Lincoln was an ape.
What?
The statue when Mark Wahlberg goes up at the very end of the old Planet of the Apes, Mark Wahlberg, when he comes back in a ship to Earth, and he goes to the Abraham Lincoln statue.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just an ape, like, instead of
Ah, right, yeah, yeah.
I took that for face value.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm. And another thing about Abraham Lincoln.
Here we go.
John Wilkes Booth had a brother. And he was an actor as well. And he had this weird agreement, actually, John Wilkes Booth and I think it's Dennis or something his name is, his brother. Anyway, they drew a line in a map and they said, you can only do players in the north and I can only do players in the south. Of where this line was. And in the north, they weren't in favour of slavery and stuff like that. So that's why your man was really bitter towards Abraham Lincoln. And then, because he was living in the north. Anyway, his brother actually saved Abraham Lincoln's life. Abraham Lincoln's brother's life. Abraham Lincoln's brother fell onto a train track. And there was a train coming. And he put his hand up. And John Wilkes Booth's brother Dennis picked him up from the railway. Just a
coincidence.
Just a coincidence, yeah.
The fuck?
It was Lincoln's son, yeah?
Lincoln's son, was it? Not his brother.
No, his son.
His son. Fucking hell. It's mad, isn't it?
Edwin Booth saved Lincoln's son.
That's mad. Good enough for that episode.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, it was. It was one of the good ones now.
I had a swell time. Me heart was swelling. I'm having a heart attack. I'm going to fall down.
Do you know how to do the recovery position on?
No.
Same.
One of the most embarrassing things. See, we were talking a little bit about death.
We just cannot finish this episode.
I know, but I just think
so this much is, to talk about.
I feel like if I was drowning and I passed out in the sea and I woke up and there was a lifeguard giving me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, I wish I would have died. I think I'd rather die than be brought back to life like that. I think it's the most humiliating. I just think it's so cringy.
I think it's life-saving and I would sacrifice that for my life.
If you fell into the Liffey and I pulled you out, would you want me to give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation?
If it meant if you were the only one around who was willing to do that and it meant saving my life, yeah, no bother.
Imagine waking up.
I'd just go like this. Oh, thanks, Joe.
Imagine waking up and you see me with my mouth around your mouth.
You don't need a tongue, though. It's just like air.
It's
oxygen.
It's so cringy. It's just so cringy.
And it's that whole nose a lot. Like that. Get off, Joe.
Imagine me giving you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That would be awful, wouldn't it? Do you know? I mean, being alive is great and all, but imagine getting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation off me.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you were saving me life, I'd be like, oh, what the fuck, man? And then I'd say, thanks.
But you'd never be able to look at me the same. Look at my lips.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that, actually.
I like that you looked for a second. Go on, wrap it up.
I think that's it.
Right, thanks for listening to the Stala podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your friends that it's the maddest shit that you've ever heard in your fucking life.
It's probably not, but it's close.
Definitely, like, up there.
You never know what you get with that. Them pair.